You have 17 voice messages. First voice message.
What's going on, dude? You son of a bitch.
You can't stop it.
I just said every day.
End of message.
I got a big plan. Big idea, bro. Big idea.
Message erased.
What are you trying to say?
I'm so into you.
I really don't really care.
What?
Next message.
We're still here.
Look at my cat.
Get off the cat.
You son of a bitch.
Enjoy it.
ODG, Occupy Dave and Giggles.
Where's that?
I got two turntables and a microphone.
Where's that?
End of message.
I got two turntables and a microphone.
Where's that?
Next message.
I got two turntables and a microphone.
Where's that?
Seriously, guys. Four.
You know we do a radio show, right?
I just want to say that we never claim to be a comedy show. We just entertain.
You son of a bitch. I'm freaking out. Freaking out.
End of message.
You look so good right now, you son of a bitch.
Next message.
Talk about whatever you want to talk about.
Get in touch. We got to talk about it.
Horrible. Give us a call. 646-915-9228.
DaveandGiggles.blogspot.com.
That's what it is. Give me a chant you want to leave.
Dave and Giggles.
Dave and Giggles.
Really.
I'm sorry.
We're gonna go with it. I didn't mean to cue it up, but there it is.
Just say yes.
What do we got today? This is your show.
This is your show.
Well, big time for you.
This is my guest. I got this guest in here, and I said, listen, we need you because there's a lot of people out there that are having kids. For some reason, everybody's breeding out there.
It's really funny that when you have a kid, you think everyone's having kids. When you don't have a kid, you're like,
Nobody's really having kids. So we have a supposed, alleged, we're going to find out within the next hour if he really is a baby expert. We have Jamie Grayson. He's a.k.a. The Baby Guy NYC.
Yep.
He's got 13,000 followers on his Facebook page. Are these numbers true?
Absolutely. Right. I don't buy that shit.
All right, where are they? Let's get them to come in and talk to us here.
So if you want to call in, if you got a baby question about strollers, about diapers, about breastfeeding, well, we're going to get into breastfeeding because I want to talk about it.
Yeah, you seem really eager to talk about it.
I'm so glad you want to talk about it.
We're getting really into it.
Speaking of breastfeeding, we can't start the show without talking about the Super Bowl since it happened yesterday. Beyonce?
Why does that have anything to
do with
breastfeeding?
Because that has a lot to do with breastfeeding.
All right. Here's my little bit about Beyonce.
There you go.
And Jamie, don't be afraid. Here, let's get this.
Listen, I'm not mad.
No, let's get
this. I'm going to move it over.
Make it comfortable. Get right in there.
Let him do his own mic. He can do his own mic. He knows how mics work.
Check.
There it is.
Man's been on Martha Stewart.
It's true. And now he's on Dave and Giggles.
And now he's on Dave and Giggles. That's an
upward or a downward.
Depends on who you ask.
That's true.
All right, so Beyonce sang at the Super Bowl last
she
night.
She did.
Turn this down. I can't listen to this. So Beyonce sang at the Super Bowl last night. She danced, all right?
Uh-huh.
Which was in comparison to her lip-syncing the national anthem.
But did she really lip-sync the national anthem?
She sang the national anthem to a recording, and then the recording played.
Sure. All right.
But here's the thing.
That's like, you know.
Everybody's up in arms. I was a little miffed about it. I'm saying, listen, the president asked you to sing the national anthem. You're going to sing it, you know? And here's the thing. It's an inauguration. It's in front of thousands and millions of people. What does that show Americans to be like, listen, we're just going to fake it.
Well, like Kelly Clarkson clearly sang live.
And it didn't sound that good.
No, but it doesn't matter because Kelly is better than everyone because she won't lip sync. She'll have nodes. It will be flat. It will be terrible.
But she'll do it.
It will always be all right. It's just like Pink. Pink never lip syncs.
Right.
Beyonce, we all know she can sing. It's fine.
But it's the inauguration. It's the inauguration.
Well, I mean, even the Super Bowl last night, I think she started out singing, but moved quickly into not singing.
Yeah,
you could see there's changes in the audio quality, and she ended up not singing, which is fine because she was dancing her ass off. We should just say
it was still better than Madonna last year.
Yeah,
well,
but
Madonna's like 70.
In my opinion, we should do away with the halftime music show. It's just a bore. It's horrible. I think we should bring gladiators out, and we should have like fighting in the middle. You know,
lions.
That's what we need.
Lions.
Yeah.
So, and here's the thing about the dancing. I mean, the kid's got to be quiet. We got babies.
That kid is your
Hold on.
That kid is your 5-month-old.
Carl,
we had to get that kid quiet. That kid is the offspring of your loins.
All right. True. All right, everybody. Caller, you're on the air. You're there, caller.
Hi, am I on the air?
Yes, you are.
Hi, my name is Mario Xavier. I'm here for a baby question.
All right. First baby question. All right, so real quick, Xavier, Beyonce nay or yay as far as the Super Bowl went?
Nay on her performance, yay on the special effects, I feel, the video effects.
What I found interesting was, like, it was a halftime show dedicated to herself. Like, everything was, like, the projections in the floor and everything is like, I'm Beyonce and I'm going to dance with myself 18 times over, which is what I did not understand.
Sure, everyone wants to see Beyonce and Beyonce and Beyonce.
It's Beyonce and Beyonce, Beyonce and Beyonce and Beyonce, and that's great, but we get it.
That's true. All right, Xavier.
Mario.
Xavier. Mario Xavier. I'm going to call him Xavier.
Mario Xavier.
What is that? What's your question?
Oh, baby question. My baby is 5 months old. What? I wish nothing but the best for him, but what? What shows, what music, what should I be giving him at this point, 5 months old, to help his brain development? I know it's on all the baby books, but I'm just asking your opinion on it.
What shows or anything should you be doing? Nothing.
TV shows or music or,
well,
they say Mozart.
Music is great. Like, let him listen to what you listen to. You know, like, there are lots of things. Like, do you know Rockabye Baby? Do you know those CDs?
I'm familiar with, yeah.
I actually have them on my own iPhone because the Radiohead Rockabye Baby is a thing of beauty. But
Radiohead Rockabye Baby?
No, it's like Rockabye Baby does these like lullaby renditions of like Radiohead and Guns N' Roses and everything, and it's really cool. They're great.
Never heard of this.
Well, you don't have kids, so why would you?
Exactly. This show is for giggles.
Like, I really think like, there's no TV or anything that anything will make sense to a 5 month old. Just play with them. Like,
so it's as far as babies, it's all like audio, like video, or like is whatever happening in front of their face they think is like there.
Yeah,
theirs,
like
right?
Do tummy time and play, but like with a 5 month old, you know, the AAP doesn't even recommend kids watching TV that early. And even though I'm very mixed on what the AAP recommends with a lot of things, like, with a baby, you shouldn't put them in front of a television. So, like, play music, play with them, but music-wise, get them used to what you listen to, or else you're going to be stuck with Mary Had a Little Lamb for years, and you're going to be pissed about it.
It's true. So that when they get to 17, they hate what you listen to and hate you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
This might be tough for Mario because he is a TV guy. He's down in Miami. I went to college with this guy, and he. I don't know if you're an assistant camera person or a main camera person, but you work a lot with the Ari Alexas, and you're a film guy down in Miami working on a bunch of shows down there. Is that right, Mario?
That is correct, Mike. That is absolutely correct.
So I see you on Facebook. You got a walkie talkie. You got gaff tape. You got cameras. What is your actual sort of? Are you you're a jack of all camera trades right now, or do you have a specific title in your position right now?
Is this you trying outreach?
My specific titles, I'm assistant director, and I'm assistant director, and I just do different production jobs, but mainly assistant directing.
Nice, nice. All right. Look at this guy.
Someone on Facebook just offered me a king cake. That makes me very happy.
No. Mario, do you have any other questions for the baby guy while he's online?
No. That was the biggest question I had. I don't show him a lot of TV. I was just wondering what music would recommend, but that's a great suggestion.
Just play music. And actually, I will tell you right now, as ridiculous as this sounds, like, folk music is always really good.
Babies love folk music.
Babies love folk. And more importantly, babies love Katie Lang. Oh,
I can see that. I can see that.
Katie Lang, Hymns of the 49th Parallel. If you ever need your baby to go to sleep, put on Hymns of the 49th Parallel by Katie Lang. Out. Out by
We're
going
to try
two.
This later Dang. With Leo. Dude.
I want to ask Mario a question here because I got him on the line. I haven't talked to this guy in years. What was it like being in the room with your wife giving birth?
You know, I got to tell you, I was there for the whole 20 hours. It was impressive. It was
only 20 hours?
A life-changing moment.
Yeah. Did you? Now, were you at the front? Like, see, the thing was with Mrs. Giggles and I was at the front with her, you know, by her face. I was, like, supporting her right there. But I really wanted it I really wanted to watch it actually come out. Yeah, so I was back and forth. I was going up to the head.
You just used the word it regarding your child. I wanted to watch it come out.
It's fine. Is it Pennywise?
Is Tim Curry your child? It's fine.
So where were you for most of the time? Were you ready to catch it, or were you up there by your face?
I was up there by her face. At the end, I was back and forth a bit just to see. Yeah, I did get to see, you know, the miracle of life occur, I suppose you can say. But yeah, I was back and forth a little bit.
Was it like, you know, you watching all the movies, the father always passes out as soon as he sees it. Was it like horrifying, or was it like, this is pretty cool?
It's pretty amazing. I don't think any of the grossness that you imagine it's going to be. I mean, it's obviously all there, but, you know, you're just so enthralled.
You overlook it.
And really...
because it's your kid.
The secret I can tell the guys that I'm glad I was there for is I was there, you know, the nurse takes him to the little table to do the exams. I had that moment of, like, he was holding my hand. You know, he grabbed my finger, you know, his first minute of life. So that's what I recommend to guys. Be there for that.
That's awesome.
That is awesome. I do want to ask one question, and I want to, I don't know who's listening, and if, like, we could get a little, you know, a little iffy from time to time as far as if it's a kid's show, you know? We might be a little adult about this, but when you were looking at it, did any kind of like sexual thing come in your head being like, I don't know if I could do that again? You know what I mean?
Sorry, what was the question?
Like when you were watching this kid come out, I'm asking you too, Giggles. Like when you were watching that, do you think I could, like, I don't know if I can have sex with that again? Or was it like,
that. What were you saying?
With that? With that?
Well, you called it it.
It.
I personally think, I mean, you're not thinking of that right away. I mean, no.
It's down the line.
Your head at all.
That's good. That's good.
You got to give it a little time.
Whew, shit.
Yeah, you got. Well, naturally, you have to give it some time anyway.
Yes. Absolutely. That was a rough question right
That was a rough question.
We asked a real question.
Well, I have heard. We're going to let Mario go here. Mario, it was thank you for calling in. Tell your friends who have babies to call in. And listen, buddy, we got to catch up. I do want to talk to you. Our kids are about the same age. If I ever get back it's to true. Miami, I do want to see you. And your beautiful son and your beautiful wife.
Playdates,
yeah. And good luck with all the film stuff. What's on the horizon? Can you tell us what's on the what's on tap for you right now? Before we let you go,
just going back to Burn Notice for seventh and probably final season in about a month. Just that's probably about it. That's the biggest thing we got coming.
Right nice. On. All right, Mario. Hey, man. Thanks for calling in. I appreciate it. We're gonna talk to you soon.
What are you pointing at, man?
I don't know. I'm signing off.
Thanks, man.
Take care. That was a good question. Bye.
All right, so before we move on, you didn't really give Jamie a good introduction of, like, you know, where he's come from, all that stuff. Why don't you do that?
All right, well, from what I know about the guy, I don't have a synopsis about this guy, but I know that he worked, I mean, he could probably give a better, you know, introduction than I can, but from what I know about him, he worked at Bye Bye Baby with my
worst
wife.
Ever.
And that's sort of where you kind of got the knowledge base of your baby stuff. Because you were helping people out with strollers or car seats.
All of it.
So Bye Bye Baby, you got, unless you're one of those jerks, because there are a few jerks there that are like, I'm not, you know.
But there are a lot of 19-year-olds that have never pushed anything outside or dealt with any of it, and it's a retail job. So
you need to know what you're dealing with.
Yeah.
It's like being a car salesman and not having your driver's license.
Yeah.
Am I right?
Huh? I don't know. I guess so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So you started working at Bye Bye Baby.
Yeah.
All right. And then did you go off and do a musical? What's the story?
No. I was at Bye
Bye. Talking to the microphone.
Get on that
listen,
mic.
Listen,
talking to the microphone.
Listen.
Put it in front of you.
I was at Bye Bye and was still acting and doing a lot of productions of Cats. And they hired me to talk about one stroller on the weekends for like $25 an hour. And I was like, that's awesome because I can like...
It's not bad.
No, $25 an hour to be like, this is how this stroller works.
Cash or tax? Under the table or?
Oh, no. We're on the books.
On the books.
How often did you work? Was it like
3 days a week?
3 days a week. 8 hours a day.
Yeah. Like 9 to 7 or whatever.
That's not bad.
No, it was great at the time. But a few months in, I was like, this is bullshit. Like, they're paying me a lot of money to be like, this stroller is great, and you live in this fifth floor walk up, and it breaks down into all these parts, and that's awesome for you because you can carry it up in trips. And I was like, that's awful. So I learned everything on my own in the entire store over the course of a few months.
They must have loved you.
No, they didn't.
Really?
Yeah.
But you went above and beyond.
They loved me, but they didn't. I'll tell you why. But
no.
I would like go to stores on my days off and like play with everything and read everything I could find online. And I was at Buy Buy for about four and a half years. And so when I was in town, I would do like mass stroller demonstrations of like the big five strollers or whatever to like 70 people at a time. And it was stupid. And if I, you know, I would be doing registries for people and I'd be booked 3 and 4 months in advance. And so they let me work as many days as I wanted because they realized if I was not there, they were losing money because people would come in and if I wasn't there, they would leave. And like on Saturdays, people would wait 3 hours to ask me a question. And I was just like this little weird, like, fount of information. And so I was just like, bleh. But I would leave town to go do shows and like I'd go out and do cats or like hairspray for 3 months or whatever. And like, I would check into my Facebook and I would get messages from people I had no idea who the hell they were. And they were like, you helped our friends and you don't know us, but they told us to find you and blah, blah, blah. We need help with A, B, C, D, E. And I was like, okay, now my job is a little different than what I was intended. So I left Bye Bye after about 4.5 years. And I met the editor of one of the sites that I write for, Stroller Traffic. While I was there, StrollerTraffic.com, and I got written up in the Wall Street Journal while I was there for talking people out of expensive products and into stuff that worked better. And corporate was very happy, but they weren't at the same time, so I left.
Well, you're taking money out of them. No, but, fuck with the money.
At the same time, it's like I was honest with all these people, and I was helping people with their third kid by the time I left there. You know, and you don't get that. And you also don't get mentioned as a retail employee in Wall Street Journal, you know. Yeah. So they were like, oh, bow down, whatever. So I left there and went to work at a birth education center, which was sadly in one of the worst downward spirals I've ever seen. Like they brought me in to flip their retail department and the lady wouldn't listen and they went out of business. Many, 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 many dollars in the hole. But right when I was about to leave there, the New York Magazine Best of New York issue came out in 2010, and it had me listed as the best baby gear expert in New York City.
Number one.
And it, that's category, pretty good. But that category has never appeared again, which means I'm the reigning champion.
Nice.
And I don't know if it will ever appear again, but I'm the reigning. And
as of right now.
I'm the reigning
we baby have the gear number expert one.
In New York. I'm the number one. It's kind of like me and Meryl Streep. You know, like Meryl Streep won a lot of Oscars.
She is.
I know how to fold every stroller and I can install your car seats, you know.
That's a good thing to know.
Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Was it the selling of the baby stuff that really brought you into it? Or was it like you came from an acting background and it was like the acting of selling all this stuff and really selling whatever moment or role you were in at the time of selling this stuff that was really got you to do it?
I don't know. Like, it's weird because, like, I have sisters 20 years younger than me, and I've always loved kids, and that's actually one of the reasons I went and interviewed for the job anyway. But I think what I do now is, like, this weird mix of, like, I knew as, like, an actor and a dancer, like, when my body gave out, I would go teach, like, high school or something.
So when you can't do, you teach.
Yeah, right. or when I can do, but I don't have cartilage left to move, you know. So I always wanted to teach. So I think it's like this weird mix of like me wanting to inform people and my love of kids and my attention whore needs are met. And I'm a little OCD. Like I don't like to be questioned, you know?
Interesting.
It's interesting to come here.
So but in terms of like, I know my shit, you know? So
no one here is going to question that.
No,
that's for sure.
Some of our listeners might think he's cocky, but I think he knows his shit. I'm not
cocky.
Well-versed, educated. You know your shit.
I love my job. Like, that is my job. 24 hours a day is to, like, be on top of this crap.
646-915-9228. You can call and ask him anything you want about babies. We can do, like, a little baby question off.
It's true. Jamie Grayson, a.k.a. the baby guy.
And if you can ask him a question that he can't answer, we'll give away something. We have something in this house we can give away.
We can probably give away something.
And I have a lot of things I can give away. And this is not about, like, baby health or like any of that.
Right.
We're just simply gear. I've been a birth doula. I get it. I love the whole pregnancy process, the whole delivery. I love it. But
so you meant that are there many male doulas?
No. I know of three. in the country, and they all know that they never get work because they're guys. But
now, nobody are you wants a certified birth doula?
I am not a certified birth doula. I am not certified through DONA, but neither are most sisters it's that true. Attend a birth.
What do you think the thing is about male doulas? Is it the women who don't want to be with the guys, or is it the husbands that don't want the woman?
I don't know. Like, I had all these women when I was working at the birth education center, and they were like, oh my God, you're wonderful, and we hug, and it's great, and like, will you be my doula? And I was like, I'd never even thought of that, you know? But I mean, doula comes from the Greek word for slave, and it's like a female labor attendant, you know? So a male doula is a very new thing, and there's actually a Vince Vaughn film being filmed right now about it. It's not about me. I'm very
It was upset. Actually shot in Ridgewood.
Really? Yeah. Of course, Vince Vaughn. Ugh, this guy. He's going to be like The Rock. You know, just taking those downward spiral
Samoans,
and I wonder, like, why the hell they didn't get a hold of me. Thank you, Vince Vaughn.
They should have.
You suck.
They should have.
I saw that Psycho remake. End of story.
Garrigan asks, why won't you ask the hard questions? Why don't you call in and ask the hard questions, buddy?
That's what I said. All right, so you do a lot of flying. Companies send you to New Zealand. They send you to
Amsterdam.
Alabama. Amsterdam. Yeah. That would be awesome if you were just high. Selling baby strollers. You know?
That's true.
Well, I in Amsterdam, I did drink a lot.
There's nothing wrong with that. They stopped serving a pot to anyone who's not.
No, they didn't.
Well, they're going to. That's the thing on the
street. I didn't have any of it while I was over there, but you walk on the sidewalks and you're like, everyone is high.
Everyone's high, yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
It was kind of amazing.
So getting back to it, you fly a lot. Are you going around? Recently, you were on a flight, and I saw this on your Facebook.
Oh God!
Do you want to get into this? I think it was a pretty interesting story. I liked it immediately.
I can say it is the most surreal flying experience of my life. if we really need to talk about that, we can.
We don't have to get into it. I mean, it was on the question list.
No, so, it's fine. I kind of approved it.
Your question list.
Basically, what had happened, I was flying back from an event in Miami, and... Oh, God. No, it's fine, because it was on my Facebook. Who cares? So what happened...
Now he's censoring himself.
I had an entire row to myself, which I was so happy about. Like, I could, like, spread out, sleep, whatever. And I was like, great. And then this guy, an older man in his 70s, sat down, and he was like Greek Orthodox. Like, and the only reason that's important is because of the story. But he had like the curls and the shawl, and like he threw his Bibles in the seat next to me. And like,
were they Bibles or Torahs? Was he Orthodox?
He was Orthodox. They were.
He wasn't a Hasidic Jew? I thought that's...
I don't know.
You don't... Oh, we don't want to label.
I get so confused. I don't want to label.
Let's just say an old man.
An old man I was not expecting this from. I'm sorry. But he sat down next to me, and like we got really chatty, and then the plane took off, and he was like, I need to pray. So he did his prayers. We were taking off. Once we were flying, he got really chatty with me, and he was like...
Was he right next to you, or was he a seat over?
There was a seat in the middle with... Actually, there were Torahs. They were all in Hebrew.
Got it.
Did he buy that seat, too, to have it?
No.
There was just nobody there.
No, my whole two seats next to me were empty, and he moved. So he got really chatty, and we were like, blah, blah, blah. He's like, blah, my family is here. And I was like, great. And he's like, my wife is right behind us, and she was.
Right.
And he has 13 children and so many grandchildren that they stopped counting. He told me they were like, we just... lose track. And I was like, that's great, but they're all a blessing. And he agreed.
Garrigan asked, why is the show getting so anti-Semitic?
Listen, it is not anti-Semitic. Shut your mouth. It's anti questions like this on the plane. So we got really chatty, and he was like, oh, you need a girlfriend, you need babies. And I was like, I don't need a girlfriend, I need babies, but great. And so he was like talking. He's like, what, are you gay? And I was like, actually, yes. So
we didn't say that, he said it. He's coming out on Dave and
Gibbons. Coming out.
Oh, I'm so nervous about it. So he was like, you're gay, this. And I'm like, yeah. And he's like, explain to me gay. And I was like, What do you mean, explain it?
Like, on the plane right now? Like, is this...
There are people in front of me. His wife was in the seat behind me.
Was there, like, all his kids behind his wife?
No. Well, there were a lot of... There were a lot of his family around us. A lot of his family were around us. Not all of his kids were with us.
How could you tell... Semitic. How could you tell they were his family?
He told me. So...
Someone's getting the finger.
What happened was he gets really chatty, and he's like, oh, you're gay. How do you know you're gay? And I was like, how do you know you're straight? Like... I don't know how to explain it. I knew I was gay when I was like 7. Like, there were boys I went to school with that I wanted to spend time with and I had a crush on and whatever. And so he was like, blah, 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 blah. He's like, when I knew girls, I would get aroused. And I was like, that's awesome. Good for you. And so he was like, if you shook my hand or whatever, would you get aroused? And I was like, no, I don't think I would. And he was like, why not? And I was like, you're old.
Not my type.
Not, and I didn't say that. I didn't say not my type. I was just like, you're a little bit older. And so
instead of going that route, why aren't you just like, if you shook the hand of like an 80-year-old woman, would you get aroused?
Well, he would, because apparently.
So anti-Semitic.
Listening, just sitting there talking to me and living the dream. And we talked about a lot of things I can't demonstrate on radio because it involves hand gestures.
Masturbation.
Gestures like that, yes. He told me that I did indeed. He said, I look at you and you have blue eyes and you have good cheek and you're handsome and you gave me one of those, what is it called when it points up? An erection? I was like, yes. He's like, you gave me an erection. And I was like, oh, that's terrible. And I was like, I need wine. And the lady in front of me was like, I'll buy you wine. And I was like, no, I'm buying my own. Thank you. So I got a little cup of wine and I drank it. And like, we got chatty. And the thing was, he was completely charming. Like, we had a really good conversation. So but strange. Then he was like,
I've got a boner.
I have an erection and you gave it to me. And I was like, no.
He wanted his first gay encounter. That's what he was looking for. It seems like to me.
On a Delta flight, you don't want your gay encounter.
He's heard things like gay sex, and he's heard things.
That is not how you get frequent flyer miles. I'm
sorry. He's heard things like the Mile High Club. He just wanted to put them together.
He's done it all.
He's done it all.
Precious. And the thing is, I actually have his phone number.
There you go.
I have his phone number and his name. We're not calling him.
Let's call him.
No. Because he was adorable.
Let's call him.
Those things like. There were so many mixed things with this whole experience because you were precious, but it was weird. So as soon as we landed, I was like, how are you doing? Shabbat shalom. Like, I'm grabbing my bag and I'm leaving. And I grabbed my suitcase and I ran off the plane. I couldn't take it.
Yeah. You had to get out of there.
It was a lot. Like, it's a 2.5-hour flight. And he's like, boner this, boner that. Let's make out. He told me he wanted to make out with me, and I was like, no.
That is weird. No. That is weird. All right, so because we're on the gay... Dave and Giggles have had a rash of gay guests on. It's been... I don't know what it is.
Why'd you bring rash into it?
Good question. That's someone homophobic. Just called and hung up. If you want to call again, 646-915-9228. What are you doing over there?
Sorry, I'm hitting the mic. All right, so I want to ask you this, because recently in the news... This is a hot... Oh, we got a caller.
Let's see. Caller, you're on the air. Caller, are you there?
777?
That's 111. Caller. Gone.
Hung up.
They get so nervous.
They get nervous. They get real nervous.
I need to check my Facebook and see if people are...
What are we going to say?
Getting boners. All right,
no,
so...
No, or just getting offended, which is, you know, it happens.
It'll happen.
Mm. Who are you calling a homophobe?
Here he is again. Who is this?
I don't know. Caller, you're on the air.
Caller?
Ugh, these people are terrible.
Caller, you're live.
Might be that guy down south.
Yeah, could be
him. We haven't heard from him in a while. We've got a lot of callers.
Same number.
Caller, you're on the air.
Is your software working?
Everything's
working.
Oh,
it's not software anymore. It's a hardware.
That Ayo, was awful.
That's twisted. All right, so go on. If they want to answer, they're on. They can say whatever they want, whenever they want.
It's true.
Go ahead.
All right, so because you've told us your sexuality, we want to ask you this about the Boy Scouts. So recently there's all this hubbub about, they're like, listen, you got to let gay kids in the Boy Scouts. You got to let gay scout leaders in the Boy Scouts. My opinion is, I mean, sure, you should let them in. They should, hello, caller?
There you are. Caller, what's up?
Caller?
He's there.
I know he's there.
She's there.
Caller, you're there. Speak.
This person's hosing us. Let's get back to it.
All right, go ahead.
All right. There should never be any... Yeah, hang up on this person. There shouldn't be any discrimination, all right? If you're a gay...
Sure.
All right. Just because you're a gay scout leader doesn't mean you're molesting kids. More kids get molested by priests. And we found this out in California. All these documents are getting released about, you know, the...
Fact man.
Archdiocese, like, sending all these priests away who've been, you know, convicted of touching kids. And they're like, ah, let's just put them in Arizona. Or let's just put them in New Mexico. All right. So anyways, getting back to it. All right, so gay scout leaders, gay kids, whatever. They're not going to be, you know, touching kids. But should there be, like, a gay boy scouts? Like, a listen.
No.
Or should just be, like, you know,
there should scouts. Be gay boy scouts. We've all seen Canteen Boy on SNL. Like, what? There should not be a gay boy scouts. We have a gay boy scouts. It's the girl scouts. Like, come on.
Well, the boys can't join that, though.
But
if you wear a dress.
But we eat good cookies. No, it does not matter. Like, who the hell cares?
Well, I mean, what you're asking for, I feel like, is like segregation. You're like, you want, you guys can't join this, so make your own up.
No, I'm just saying, if you can't join the regular Boy Scouts, or because you know that there's going to be all this hate for the next 5 years or 10 years. Do you know what I'm saying? They're going to be like, well,
true.
But like, be like, fuck it. I don't want to join the Boy Scouts. I'm going to join the fucking Gay Scouts, and we're going to like learn how to do wilderness shit. But we're
I think
all gay.
Don't you think that it's that separation is not good? It's only worse.
We don't need separation because the separation exists, and the boys can take home ec in school.
It's true. I took home ec to get
and
a
I
girl.
Say that as very tongue in cheek as the gay boy from the South, but there should be no separation.
He is from the South.
With it's like,
true, and so are you.
Like, sorry, Boy Scouts. Sorry, Girl Scouts. It's about 50-50 gay, straight, as the world works out. So,
you think? 50-50?
Oh, I completely agree. You're either one or the other.
What are the odds here? You got three guys here.
So you're saying that the world, as far as the world population, 50% is gay?
I believe...
But as far as
50-50, either one or the other.
The highest nation of gays, I think, is Brazil at like 13%.
That's Brazil.
And then America is like 2.5%.
Well, somebody should know.
No, it's not.
That's
no.
Probably, look it up. Put it on the
screen. That's 2.5% maybe in like Columbus, Ohio.
No.
But
I'm talking about as far as America goes, the percentage is a lot lower than you'd think.
Somebody should fact
no,
check
that's
you.
People Go who ahead. Admit. That's I'm people not, who admit. We're not fact checkers here, but I will tell you right now. Like,
somebody look it up and call in.
No.
Call, you're on the air. You've been hanging on the air forever.
You're either gay or you're straight.
You know, no question about it, of course.
Do you believe in bisexuals?
I do, but that still figures into the 50-50, right?
So, that would be... A whole different percentage.
That's a whole other segment, which is not what I'm here to talk about.
Not at all.
We're supposed to talk about some car seats. All right, let's get into some car seat talk.
Just something.
Something.
Hard. All
right, here we go. Let's get into this. I do want to talk about breasts because time is limited. There's been all this debate. Right today, I was on the Leaky Boob.
Leaky Boob. Oh my god. I love her.
I went on the Leaky Boob. I was holding the kid. And
what's
I was like,
gay wilderness?
I don't know. That's where Garrigan's from.
Was that part of Louisiana Purchase?
Manifest Destiny? What?
All right, go on. What's your question?
All right, so there's been all this uproar about women breastfeeding in public, and mm-hmm. they're like, oh, but you shouldn't do this, and there's been all this, you know, hoopla.
Yeah.
I saw the thing about the woman in Vegas who was like, listen.
That, I was with her when it happened.
So, can you tell us a little elevator?
Nursing in public.
Yeah.
The whole thing is basically this. Your boobs are there to feed your kid. People who are not comfortable with it are all like, you should go in the bathroom or you should go in the back and throw a blanket over yourself. If you're not comfortable with it, that's very different. Like, mm-hmm. use a nursing cover, use a blanket, whatever. But boobs are there to feed your kids.
True.
Like, that's, you don't see cows like sitting at each other like, oh, I'm aroused by licking on your udder. That's not how it happens.
Right.
In a very animalistic sense. They're there to feed.
Unless you're Tom Green.
Well, we're not Tom Green.
Don't throw us off.
1990s.
He doesn't have the ball to do that. The whole thing is like go in a bathroom and feed your kid. Well,
bathrooms are dirty.
Bathrooms are filthy. Bathrooms are for the sole purpose of getting rid of bodily waste. So would you want to go in there and eat? Like when you flush a toilet, all this shit like particles fly out of it and whatever. True. Like people don't wash their hands. You're sitting in filthy, filthy environments. So why would you expose something that is clean and natural and ready for your baby to just like make a customer at Applebee's happy or something?
So, you know, is there a place with it you should not breastfeed?
No.
Church?
Legally, women can nurse.
It's a good question.
Women can nurse wherever they are allowed to be in public.
On the subways, on the buses.
On the subways, on the bus, at church. You know, if you're like, if, you know.
I mean, if we're going to feed them at church, we should give them one of those crackers, though. I mean, that's all we get.
No.
It's called a joke.
It's called a breastfeeding communion wafer.
Breastfeeding communion wafer. Bringing the jokes back.
But, we don't claim to be a comedy show.
You know, if you're, like, nailing it somewhere, and, like, your husband's, like, let's say your husband's winning an Academy Award, and he goes up, and you're, like, there at the table, nurse your baby. It does not matter.
So is it men or women who sexualize it?
I think it's a good mix of both. Because
it's 50-50.
It's back to 50-50. I think a lot of women get pissed seeing it in public.
Why do they get pissed? Why would a woman get pissed?
It could be jealousy.
Is it a jealousy thing?
It's jealousy. It's not understanding that, like, I mean, I deal with a lot of women now. And, like, I do not negate formula and like demonize it like a lot of people do, because I think formula is a very, very good thing for people who need it, but I think it's a crutch.
Yeah.
And so, you know,
people, well, the hospitals have the formula companies who are there, and they're like,
that's a whole other episode we could talk
about, get into that, but we won't.
But it's one of those things, like, that is what your body is made to do. So women who, and I won't even say just women, because a lot of it's everybody, but no. It's
I will say, when I see like a woman breastfeeding, because we went to this thing the other night with our doula, she had an open house, and there, so there's other parents that, and we hired a doula, we can get into that too. She had an open house where parents who she's helped give birth to came over there, and there was a woman who was breastfeeding who had the boob out, and it was like kid on the boob. She didn't cover it. And I looked for a second. I was like, oh. And it was the initial like, oh, it's boob, who's not my wife's boob.
Yeah.
But I was like, okay, cool. It's fine.
You're not used to seeing it.
But I'm not going to stare at it, and I'm not going to freak out. It's like.
All right. So.
Like, there is nothing sexy about seeing a baby nursing.
Well, there's something sexy about a boob. Let's all be honest here.
No, there's not.
At least two-thirds of it.
No, there's not. That's just
I'm gonna say this.
It's
for just to be the devil's advocate here, because everyone's kind of agreeing. I think like this is kind of a moot point where we're all kind of agreeing the fact that if you gotta feed, you gotta feed. Mm-hmm. What is stopping these women from going, you know what? We know we're going out today. We know we're going to be at a restaurant. We know we're going to be at a park. We know we're going to be somewhere where we're going to be outside. Why don't we just bottle some of this stuff and feed the kid that way then?
Because if you introduce bottles, it can stop babies from taking the breast.
Yeah.
End of story.
So what's wrong with that? Don't you want that to happen?
No. If you are a committed breastfeeder, why would you be like, oh, I'm going out, I'm going to pump, blah, blah, blah. Like there are definite situations you should pump.
I don't want that falling on you. You're rocking up against.
Am I knocking against something? Okay. But if you are breastfeeding and everything is going fine, like if you go out, you should be able to continue to breastfeed. You should not have to pump and be like, I'm going to put this breast milk in a bottle. The bottle will not be like my nipple. It will not have the same flow as my nipple. You know, and
the husband will not get to see the wife's nipple.
And it is much more difficult to clean.
All right, so let me ask you this question. What are the ramifications of not breastfeeding at all?
There are a lot of ramifications, but that's a whole other episode.
Well, I'm interested in that because, honestly, I was not breastfed.
I mean, you can say...
touching that.
Shut up.
Oh, God. This is going to be a mess.
Why is this a mess?
No abortions, no vaccines.
Ugh, no abortions, no vaccines.
Say it out loud. Say it proud.
No.
The breast is best.
646-915-9228. Call it.
Breast is best. But any choice a parent makes for their child is what's best for them.
Okay. That's your answer.
So if you are not, if you are, no, it's not. If you are not able to breastfeed for any reason, formula is there, and thank God for it, because if not, what the hell would you do? But breastfeeding lowers your risk of breast cancer. Okay. It gets your kid much more antibodies than any formula would. Like, it builds up their immune system. So why would you not do that as opposed to, like, I'm going to scoop 2 spoonfuls of this powder in and shake a bottle up and go, you know?
Sure.
And breastfeeding is not easy. It is work. It is hard. Your nipples will crack. They will bleed. They scab over. Like, it's a lot of work.
That sounds horrible.
But it all depends on, like, positioning and latch. So if you don't have support with that, it's a pain in the nipple, I guess. Not a pain
that's
in the ass,
cute.
But a pain
that's
in the nipple.
That's cute.
I just came up with that. You can quote me. But it's about support. Uh-huh. Like, the whole thing with, like, the Affordable Care Act right now.
Free breast pumps.
It's breast pumps, lactation support, every breastfeeding thing you need, you can write off in taxes. So, like, why wouldn't you want to get, like, a really good lactation consultant and, like, go for it and, like, try to work it out? If it doesn't work, it doesn't work. Great.
But at least you tried.
At least you tried.
Yeah.
You know, at least get, like, in the beginning, get the colostrum in. Colostrum is important. And after that, like, at least you tried. If you don't breastfeed for forever, go. You know?
Here's the thing.
What?
I lost my...
What?
Oh, here's the breastfeeding. I'll say it right now. It's free.
It's free.
It is.
It's free.
You're going to save a shitload of money.
Sure.
And here's what the other thing I've heard about formula and is formula babies, they the shit smells
weird. It smells much worse.
Smells much, much worse.
I'd imagine.
And they poop more. Breastfed babies don't poop as much.
It's true.
Now, can you drink while you're breastfeeding?
Yes, you can. If you drink while you're nursing or right after, or while you're pumping or right after, you're fine.
While you're pumping.
So you can have a beer.
While you're nursing or pumping, Miss Giggles can have a drink and just live the dream.
Live the dream.
There are strips you can buy to, like, dip in the breast milk and see if it's too alcohol heavy, and you have to throw it out, and then you have to pump and dump is what it's called. But the general consensus is, like, if you're too drunk to drive, you're too drunk to breastfeed.
It makes sense. Well, it's through your system already.
Yeah,
so
it goes through your system.
What would be... I don't know if you can answer. Kid drunk. Like, if you breastfed a kid while you were drunk, you get the kid drunk. That would probably be pretty awful.
That's not how it happened. Well,
I'm sure it's happened in history of man.
You gotta be a bad mom.
Sure, there's a lot of bad moms out there. Florida does exist.
Florida exists.
Florida's pretty bad. But here's the thing. You're from the South.
He just blamed everything on Florida.
Florida's pretty.
You can call and complain to him, not me.
646-915-9228.
Please call and bitch to him, not Jamie Grayson, on my Facebook page. I am a gentle nurturer, and I love everyone.
Especially Florida.
So we're going to get off the breast here.
I was just in Florida. I love it.
Florida's great. It is great. There are good parts, and there are bad parts. All right, so we'll get off the boobs here for a second. I mean, the best thing about breastfeeding is the breasts. And we'll have to say, like, it's awesome.
Great.
It's great.
Go on.
Anyways, all right, so
boobs.
Why do men sexualize breasts? You know, here I am. So, all right, so let's talk about baby gear, because that is what you really are an expert on.
True.
What are things, because here's the thing. We have this baby. We get the shit ton of clothes. We get a shit ton of shit. We get all this shit. We have a 5-month-old. What are these things that parents, they're like, oh, I have to get this. What are things that parents, like, say 3 things that parents
five things
have to have? This is important, guys. If you've just joined us, we've got Jamie Grayson, a.k.a. the baby guy at NYC. You like that?
I did.
I was listening to NPR today, and the guy did a little recap and said what's going on. Jamie Grayson is with us for the next 15 minutes.
He's
the baby guy NYC. You can follow him on Twitter. You can follow him on Facebook.
What's his website?
babyguygearguide.com.
That's a lot. You might have to shorten that.
I can't shorten that. I just burped in the microphone. babyguygearguide.com.
babyguygearguide.com.
All right, I'm going to try this number one more time.
Who?
I don't know who it is. Caller, you're on the air.
Nothing. This guy's hosing us.
Go ahead.
Why we got to pre-screen our calls.
Go ahead.
Five things that parents need and five things that parents don't.
Five things that parents need. Like, I speak at a lot of parent things around the country, and all of them are like, we need a real presentation from you and whatever, but that's not how I work. Like, I just do a big Q&A. But my, like, five categories, your baby needs a mattress or a place to sleep.
Right.
Your baby needs a car seat.
Definitely.
Your baby needs a stroller. Your baby needs a baby carrier, and you need a breast pump and breastfeeding supplies.
Nice. Now, why the stroller? Because we've only used a stroller like twice.
Because, I mean, it depends. You know, and that is a very general statement.
Yeah.
Because right. I think people can co-sleep, they can bed share, whatever, so you're not going to be buying a mattress or a crib, you know. Depending on your, you know, living situation, you may not buy a stroller. You know, with your car seat, you can borrow it from a friend because it is not the law that you have to have one to leave the hospital. It is required and suggested. But if you can walk home or wear them, you don't have to have one to leave.
Now, why? I mean, I'm sure I can probably tell your opinion on this. Why is it not a law to have a child in a car seat in the back of a New York City taxi cab?
Because cabs... Oh, God, this is a mess.
No abortions, no vaccines.
No abortions, no vaccines. Cabs are not regulated enough. So with, like, a livery car, like a car service or a rental car, you have to have a car seat.
Yeah.
Cabs, who the hell knows? And they're trying to work on that and build these new taxis with, like, car seats built into them, which would be awesome. But it's a very, very tricky thing, and there are unions involved.
I want to get more comfortable. It's getting more comfortable. Shut up.
You're the worst. All right, so those are five things. Mattress, stroller or baby carrier, car seat.
Car seat.
Breastfeeding or breast pump supplies.
Let's start over. Mattress.
Car seat.
Stroller.
Baby carrier.
Breastfeeding supplies.
What about diapers or clothes?
Diapers also were
okay. All right, six things.
Well, I think you kind of that's kind of implied. Yeah. You know, like this kid's but gonna be pissing and shit. Like,
if I mean, it gets crazy if you want to do disposables or cloth or
that's
whatever.
That's a whole other show.
That's a whole other.
No,
whole
it's
other
not.
Show. So five things that parents think they need but they don't, or five things that parents really don't need.
Oh God, that's a lot.
Bottle warmers. I'll say it.
Bottle warmers. Wipe warmers.
I'll say it.
Bottle warmers. You have this magical thing in your house called a stove. And if you really need to warm your bottle up, put a pot of water on it, heat it up, put the bottle in it. That works really well and it's really easy to clean. Mm-hmm. Wipe warmers are a joke. A real diaper bag mm-hmm. is kind of a joke because you can buy things that go in a diaper bag to make it work.
Right.
And a lot of dads don't like diaper bags. Oh, Lord.
Or minivans.
That's three. Minivan is not on a registry. Minivan is. Minivans are kind of a necessity for many people.
Now, going back to the going back to the whole thing that, you know, parents or babies do need.
Mm-hmm.
Would that be a male and a female parent?
No. Ooh, hot topic.
Babies do not need a male and female parent, I think. I mean, I was raised by a single mom.
Yes.
Like, I had guy influences in my life. Like, I was in the Big Brothers Big Sisters program and whatever. And
I'll ask Giggles this. Do you think you can raise that kid right now just by yourself?
If I had to, yes. I would say,
If you had to, yes.
If I had to, yes. I mean, like...
If you had to, yes. End of story.
But we'll get into this here in a second here, or right now.
Call, you're on the air.
So, Jamie, how about no aftermarket car seat accessories?
Who is this?
Say it again.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
How about no aftermarket car seat accessories?
Well, here's the problem with aftermarket car seat accessories.
Getting heated.
There are things called the Bundle Me's by, like, J.J. Cole, and I love J.J. Cole. I love the Bundle Me for a stroller, But with aftermarket car seat accessories, anything that goes between the kid and the harness and the shell, it will negate the warranty of your car seat most of the time. So you should just never do it. Like, put a blanket over your kid. Anything that doesn't come with the car seat, don't use it. End of story. Like,
turn down your radio.
It's
she's got to turn down her volume.
I have feedback so much right now.
No, it's her. She's just got to turn down the radio.
We're not completely live. There's a bit of a delay for censorship.
But I would say, just don't. Like, no bundle me's in your car seats. Nothing that goes in between your kid and the shell of the car seat.
Hey, darling, are you there?
Exactly, because we want to avoid compression.
Huh?
That's because you want to avoid compression in the event of a crash.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So do you know Jamie?
Hello?
So, you know, it's just those lovely basic things. I'm one of Jamie's fans. I'm your one-handed parenting advice person.
Oh, hi! How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. I've been working on trying to see about getting things going to start doing reviews as a disabled parent.
I've already been talking to many manufacturers about you. So you have to, like, email me again because I have a lot of people to set you up with.
Really?
Yes. Okay. Yes, yes, yes.
I'll send you another message through Facebook and I'll send you my email that way.
Oh, very good. Like, I've already told people about you and I'm like, I have this great lady. She's a CPS tech, like, dun, dun, dun. Like, yeah, people are very, 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 like, chomping at the bit for you right now.
Can we ask her her story? Did I hear this right? She's a one-handed parent? Is this?
I think she said she was a handicapped parent.
Oh, handicapped.
No. She is, she's.
I was born a single footling breech.
So, wow.
And my arm got stuck. And the doctors broke my arm, didn't bother to inform my mother.
Ugh.
So you only have one working hand.
I only have one working arm, so my left arm is unusable.
Oh my god.
It's your whole life.
Support device, as I like to joke.
That's crazy. So what happened with the when you were born? What happened with the hospital? Did they do anything about it?
At the time that my mother and father had me, my father was a police officer, and ironically at the time had no health insurance. And since the doctor screwed the pooch on my birth, they decided to write off the medical bills for me whenever I was born. So
that was nice.
My mom and dad got to have me for free. That's about all they got out of that. So they got me and no hospital bills.
So can I ask you?
It turned out to my advantage. It helps a lot because, like Jamie, I have a small theater background. I'm nowhere near theater as Jamie, but I also worked at Babies R Us for a while, and it was great when her parents would come.
Can I use your first name?
And then one-handed me would walk up and show them how to do it.
Can I use your first name right now? I want to refer to you with your first name.
My first name is Lisa.
Yeah, Lisa. Let me know. Because no joke, I've already like talked with so many people about the email you sent me that were like, we need to like make this happen. There's nothing out there right now to support parents that are, I hate the word so much. I hate it, differently abled or like whatever. I hate it. But
exactly.
You will have many, 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 many people getting a hold of you.
Oh, that would be amazing. That would be amazing. I wanted to go to the conference that was in Vegas, but unfortunately, it was not the time for me to go.
And where do you live? I forget.
I'm in the Phoenix area of Arizona.
Okay.
Lisa from Phoenix. Okay.
I'd email me. We're gonna make that happen because I'm obsessed with it because there's nothing out there.
Lisa.
There isn't, and I know lots of other... You know, parents that have all sorts of disabilities, and of course, grandparents that get custody of their grandchildren and all kinds of stuff. And it's like, even my own mother with car seats I put in her car for my kids, she complains, I can't do this button or I can't do that buckle, and I hate this seat because of this. And you know, and it's hard because it's hard. I know for car seat companies, it's hard to design things to work for everybody, but it's I think they forget that there really is another market of parent out there.
Yep. Email me. We're gonna
pack and play. I would have killed to have that pack and play when my kids were babies.
we will make magic happen. Email me,
Lisa. Like, thank you for calling in.
God,
we gotta.
No problem. Great listening to you guys, and I'll email you soon, Jamie.
Awesome, awesome.
Thank you, Lisa. Before we get to the next caller, and we're gonna get to the next caller, I feel like such an asshole right now.
Yeah.
Because I almost put something on my Facebook, and this is just gives you a little bit of perspective. I almost put something on my Facebook that was like, if we humans evolve as parents, I want a third arm. Because I feel like two arms. Sometimes I'm like trying to do my work, and I'm trying to edit, and I'm holding my baby. I'm like, I just want another hand. Good God, I feel like an asshole.
You kind of are an asshole, but that's why we love you. Caller, you're on the air. We have like 3 minutes left for callers. So, caller 816, you out there? They just hung up. Call back. Oh, hello. There you are.
Jamie, what are your thoughts on changing tables?
Changing table thoughts. Oh, Lord. I think changing tables, for the most part, are a waste of money. So you should just get, like, a pad that goes on top of a dresser. Changing tables all look like baby furniture, as long as you have them. So get a pad that goes on top of a dresser you already have. Or just get, like, the Skip-Hop Pronto or something that you can, like, throw on top of your bed or, like, put on the floor and change your baby's diaper. Changing tables.
Jamie, what about a round changing table?
A round change? Oh, really? Really? I know who you are right now.
Ouch.
I'm here to pitch my product on this radio show. A round changing table. I know who you are. I am very aware of this. I think if it fits into a corner like a European changing table would, great.
Like a kitty corner changing table?
No, there's the horizontal way of changing diapers in America, and then there's the vertical way in Europe. So there was a changing table that was made that fit as a triangle into the corner. So it took up no floor space, and you just change the kid's diaper, whatever. This round changing table I actually like.
Does it spin?
And it doesn't look like baby furniture, Bernie.
It doesn't look like baby furniture. But,
no, and I want to get you one.
But
no,
get it on the market. Send me one.
It launched in April. We had to change our manufacturer, but we've got it now. It comes out in April. Oof, so.
Okay.
But I saw your getting into manufacturer product.
Email me. Send me one.
Oh, my God.
This is good. Round changing table.
All right, John, show's just about to wrap up, but thank you for calling. We're going to tell everyone about round changing tables.
What's the name of it? So can we plug it?
Plug it. Oh, she hung up.
Oh.
I'm sure, do you know
what?
I can't remember the name of it. I get a lot of emails.
I'll tell you right now, I just changed the baby on the bed. I put the skip hop thing there on the bed.
And that's all right.
And I do it vertically. The horizontal way, like it's weird. For some reason, and then like if I try to switch it, if his head's the other way, it's all whacked out.
Good show, guys.
We want to thank Jamie Grayson, aka the baby guy.
It went quick.
It was a quick hour.
Everyone started calling at the end there.
It's true. Well, they knew they only had a few minutes to call in. So
that's sad. I can't wait to check on Facebook and be like, how many people I pissed off tonight?
Oh, it's all right.
We got another caller out there, real quick. You got 2 seconds.
He's not there.
Nothing.
He's not there. babyguygearguide.com. That's good.
babyguygearguide.com. BGGG. Why don't you just change it to BGGG? The Bee Gees.
No.
It's not going to work.
No.
What's next for you? Where are you going next? What's the next flying? Hopefully you won't sit next to a...
Next weekend is...
I got one of those things that raise up. What is it called? An erection?
No.
Callback
no
joke.
Erections. Next weekend, I have Toy Fair at the Javits Center.
Place is a zoo.
It's a hot mess, and I love it because you play board games all day.
It's like in Jersey. You should just make it in Jersey.
No, Javits Center's not in
so cool. It's all the way in the west.
March
Astoria.
Good Lord, March! I have an event in Boston, an event in Austin, Texas. I'll probably be in LA for something, and I have other big news I can't announce yet.
Ooh. Why can't she announce it on our show?
I can't.
Can't do it. No. Any little hint?
Nope.
Anything?
Nope.
Nothing.
Can't say it.
Nope.
You're really disappointing me, Jamie.
I disappoint a lot of people.
I know. And we're gonna end it on a disappointment. That's how I'm gonna say it. Ending it on a disappointment.
Dave, did you learn anything tonight? I hope you learned something.
He probably didn't because he doesn't need any of this information.
Nope.
So, nope. Did you learn anything? Nope.
No.
No.
Well, his beard is birth control enough.
It's a good beard, right?
Yeah, the beard.
Good beard.
Ladies, you do not want him anywhere near you.
Oh, shit.
Shit.
All right, good show.
Real good show.
We'll be back next week with even bigger, right?
Let's do a bigger show.
Bigger show. Jamie, thank you for coming in. I really appreciate it. All right. Good night, everybody.
Good show.
Living.